I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That's my bank PIN number.
Anyways, Lord Boy's here. Welcome to Ethan's bank account.
Yeah.
It's so empty in here. Yeah. Where is everybody?
Yeah. There's not even air to breathe. Yeah. Yeah, today we are here with a redo of an episode that got lost into the internet space or Lord just Boy's, in my hard drive.
Lord Boy's Lost Chapters.
Yeah, yeah, this will be our second resurrected episode because we resurrected The Witcher.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And now we're resurrected.
We resurrected Dark Souls as well.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
And now we are resurrecting Apex Legends. There is a prereq episode if you're interested in the Titanfall universe. You can go check that one out. I think it's called To Catch an Apex Predator.
It is called that.
That's the, if you go to our website, it's called To Catch an Apex Predator. If you're looking for it online, it's going to be called Titanfall
2 Lore.
Or something.
Or something like that, Titanfall Lore. Really, really great game, by the way. I played Titanfall 2 since that last episode. I definitely recommend checking it out. Yeah, ton of fun. But here today, we want to talk about Apex Legends.
This is weird. Last time, you reminded me to do this, but now I'm going to remind you. We got to introduce ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah, yeah. So, I'm a little under the weather. I know Ethan doesn't like it when I mention this stuff, but I'm going to play into it a little bit. I am under the weather. So, yeah, usually you cut stuff out whenever I say things.
I
like
hate
that.
It when you reveal that you're human.
Yeah. Don't be human. Don't be negative. Yeah. Yeah, let's get that shit out. But I am a little under the weather. So, we're doing it, though. I'm having fun.
I'm Ethan. I do hate the idea of anybody out there feeling any sort of compassion or empathy for James. So, I try and make him feel and sound as robotic as possible whenever I do the edits.
That's exactly
we cut out every time he we cut out every time he inhales to make sure you don't think he's breathing.
Yeah,
usually if he has something like that, like borders on an opinion, I'll try and like get rid of that.
Yeah.
Anything that couldn't be like formulaic or like algorithmically generated.
Yeah,
all it is just laughing.
Yeah. If you can replace me with a lamp during a podcast, then we're doing a good job. Yeah,
with a laugh track of Jamie. That just plays out of
a lamp and a tape recorder.
Anyways, so that's Ethan, I'm James, and this is...
I'm Peter.
Cool.
You're Peter.
That's
He's
us.
The Greek lore boy.
Yeah.
He is.
Half Greek. I'm the ethnic lore boy, or as close as we're getting to it.
What's your Greek name? Petriota or something like
Piotr?
That?
No, it's Petro.
Petro?
There is like Panayoti.
Panayoti, that's the one I was thinking.
That's not my name.
Okay. According to our lore boy's origin episode, you're actually Russian. And your name is Piotr.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That's Piotr Odinog. So.
That's a while back, yeah. Anyways.
And, my cat, she's asleep, or does she want to introduce herself? Dumb bitch. All right.
That's about, there we go. There we go, yep.
Bitch is actually a dog, Peter.
Right. So, the first time we took a stab at this was for the season one intro of Apex Legends, which has now been out for, like, a month or so. Actually about 38 days, so
hopefully you're playing it and you're still confused, so this will still be useful to you.
I'm still playing it. Notably, there are less people playing now as than when the last time we talked about it or wanted to talk about it. But in my opinion, it's still a fantastic game. A lot of the criticism around it right now is there's not enough content updates going out. These are a lot of people who are coming from Fortnite was working their people 80 to 100 hours a week and just completely burning them out just to get these weekly updates out. Apex said, we won't do that. Just be patient. It'll come.
Vincent Pella was just like, I recall them outlawing slavery. So wasn't planning on instituting a policy here. So why don't you just wait for your toys, kids? You remember when you had to wait for a video game to come out?
Yeah,
that was neat.
I will say too, I think because a lot of the players, like you say, came from Fortnite, the games are very, very different, but also similar in a lot of ways. Obviously, they're both battle royales, and from my perspective, I guess it's not that valuable since I don't play either. Okay. But I feel like I would burn out faster on Apex if I had played more Fortnite.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah, because I think the similarities, you'd start to feel familiar despite the fact it looks...
Although the more I talk, the more I'm like, I'm an idiot because I don't like Battle Royales anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm a really bad judge of this.
Yeah.
This is why I'm talking.
I've played a lot of both. I've played a lot of both.
You have.
And Fortnite, one of the nicer things was their season pass or their battle pass that you buy and you get a bunch of rewards just for playing kind of thing. There's usually a free tier that it'll give you like a reward every 10 levels or something. But if you bought the battle pass, you're getting a reward every level kind of thing. And that felt really rewarding in Fortnite. It felt like any night you could play and you're going to get something from it.
Yeah.
Apex, probably through the influence of EA, is much, much slower for that.
Yeah.
So to get a level, you have to play about an hour and a half, unless you're very, very good. And to get to the end of this battle pass by the end of the season, you're looking at about an hour and a half per day. So it's a really big time investment. And also, there's less rewards than there normally is in Fortnite. Sure, this was moved out a lot faster. They weren't ready for this kind of thing. I'm expecting season two to be like way better because they're putting all the time and effort into it right now. Yeah. So, yeah.
And they've had feedback.
Really focusing on it.
And the game is still fantastic. The movement's amazing.
Yeah, it does look smooth as fuck.
Yeah.
Just like Titanfall, I suppose.
Exactly. And then still, we got our huge streamers. Like, Shroud still loves it. He's switching between that and PUBG. There's a ton of people.
I know. I'm a cutie pie who's like the biggest or one of the top three League streamers, League of Legends streamers. Often caps his streams with just games of Apex.
Nice. Yeah.
It's like anytime he gets pissed off at League of Legends, he like asks his wife, I want to say wife or fiance.
There you go.
And they just like hop in Apex and play
Nice.
Apex.
I got this week I was very proud of myself. Got a longbow no scope headshot on someone. Fucking
oh, cool.
So weak. Yeah, that felt good.
I'm pretty sure you mentioned that on last week's episode.
Oh,
was
because
that a different.
Oh no, we
it is,
recorded
it is
relevant
them. This time.
We recorded those 3 days apart. Yeah. So yeah. So that's why that was the same one.
So go back listen to our last episode. The lore of the Lord of the Rings.
I was just so excited.
You can hear
about
Jamie
it.
Call it out and then say, "But let's move on."
Yeah. Yeah.
72
yeah.
hours later, he's still high on those endorphins.
Exactly. No, it's I'm not that great at the game, but I have a lot of fun. I have wins on every character. I have a couple characters where I have two wins consecutive in a row, like game after game. So I'm not too bad at the game, but I'm not great. So I want
to segues pretty well into what you're about to talk about.
Does it?
Yeah, we're talking about the characters.
Oh yeah, we are talking about the characters, and I played all of them, and they all feel really great. They all rotate around shooting as their main thing, and then they have abilities that are like auxiliary things on top of them.
They have what? Three? Two?
They'll have
an alt. They have
usually they have a passive, an active, and an alt.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't know
two
they
and
had
a half.
Passive.
Two and a half.
Yeah.
Basically.
Well, no, it's pretty much three though. I'd say it's three. The passives are quite strong on some of them, and we'll get to all of them.
Yeah.
First, we're gonna start with Bloodhound. So if you haven't seen Bloodhound, it looks like a person in a gas mask who's kind of camouflaged, has like a raven that they keep around with them.
Okay. No exposed meat whatsoever.
No exposed
completely
meat.
Covered.
Completely
Is that
covered.
Why you said it?
I should say they, actually, because they are gender neutral.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't
Hence
mean to
the no skin.
Yeah.
I think he meant the costume.
The costume, yeah. The costume was it.
The skin. The default skin, if you will. Are there skins in the game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Are there a lot? Are they any good?
So there's like a few tiers of them, and pretty much all of them, except for the legendaries, are used across all characters. So the legendaries kind of get kind of specific, like a bloodhound skin that looks like a plague doctor.
Okay.
But and like the purples, the blues, and the grays, they'll just be patterns that are used on all the other characters as well.
Oh, okay.
So they have like this base skin pool for everything, and then they have the legendaries that actually stick out.
Yeah, there's recolors, then there's like animated recolors, because I know there's like the one that looks like the Matrix is like going through the threads
or
whatever.
Yeah, the purples usually have like, for example, it's green and it has green squares that are moving on certain spots.
Yeah,
okay. Or the purple, and then there's like purple stripes moving through.
Okay.
But then there are some that are kind of individual, but really they repeat a lot of them since it came out.
There's a theme.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess.
Yeah. The legendary ones are it's a lot like Overwatch, where the legendary skins change the look of the character but maintain the silhouette.
Yeah.
Whereas there are like just color reskins in Overwatch too.
Yeah, of course.
So Bloodhound, one of the greatest game hunters in the Frontier's ever seen. Not much else is known about them. According to them, like EA's website, you get a bunch of different rumors. They're fabulously wealthy, a bloodthirsty murderer, a Goliath whisperer, a former slave.
Goliath whisperer.
Yeah, half bat.
That's like when everybody in the bar is like just like throwing out theories all night.
Yeah.
They're playing that fucking game with the card taped to their forehead.
Yeah, yeah.
And just one like fucking Gibraltar's just like fucking wasted by the end of the night.
Yeah.
Hey brother, you half bat.
Yeah. It's like one time I walked in, he was just hanging from the ceiling asleep.
The half bat I could kind of see though, because the active ability of Bloodhound is you do a ping that like super what's it called?
Echolocation.
Yeah.
Sonar,
yeah. And it makes like a bubble around you, and if a character is within this bubble, you'll see their silhouette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you might see the silhouette through a wall, and by the time you actually get in the building, they'll be in a different location, but it gives you that snapshot of where the people
are. So it's not, I guess, especially with such a mysterious character, it's not, like, part of the lore where these powers come from. Like, it's not known if it's biomechanic
you
or...
You have, like, a beep-boop thing on your sleeve.
Yeah, it could be biomechanic. It could be, like, some sort of mental power, too, like, as we'll get into later. Technology is sufficiently advanced that it could be magic.
The technology already exists, because in Titanfall 2, one of your kits is the Pulse Blade, where you throw like a kunai at the wall, and it somehow Wi-Fi uploads all of enemy locations to your fucking HUD anyway. So it could just be more advanced since...
Yeah, a lot of these characters were borrowed from, like, archetypes from Titanfall. Well,
their kits are from Titanfall, too,
And slightly changed to be adaptable for a battle royale.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, Pathfinder with his zip line on a much longer cooldown than in Titanfall 2.
Exactly.
Sure, yeah. And
we stuffed a whole lot more rope into him, and that's why it recharges slower.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, Bloodhound, we don't really know much about them. Like, there's different rumors depending on who you ask.
What if that suit is entirely filled with bats? It's not even a half thing. It's like a whole...
what if he's literally a swarm of bats?
Yeah.
Yeah. A gender-neutral swarm of bats.
Well, obviously, there's like tons of bats in there.
Yeah, a swarm would be gender-neutral.
Like a crowd of people is.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Not in French.
Oh, yeah, in French.
Okay, well,
it's
not in French, but that's different.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't talk about them.
Yeah, we don't.
No.
Well, how much it's always female in French or always male?
Always male.
Always male, yeah.
As more than one.
Collective is male.
If there's 999 women and then one man.
Ils sont, they are.
Yep. Well, Bloodhound...
When will the French learn?
Bloodhound wouldn't really like that a whole lot, being gender neutral.
I love how you said ils sont is they are, but it's not they are, it's the he's are.
Well, no.
men are. They is gender neutral.
Yeah, so we don't know anything about Bloodhound's past. We just know that...
Icelandic accent,
they are Icelandic. We confirmed Icelandic. But what we do know is that they have unparalleled tracking skills.
Okay.
Their passive is that they can see footsteps where people have passed. If someone shot guns, they can see, like, the cartridges that are left behind. Okay.
They're,
with
like,
a timestamp.
Red or something?
Yeah. With a timestamp, too. So if you enter a building, you can see, like, footsteps, basically. These little markers. You can be like, oh, someone's been here, like... 15 seconds ago, be careful kind of thing.
If you hold the use key, can you dip two fingers into a footprint, taste it, and then know exactly what was there? Like, lift up the Plague Doctor mask and just, like, stick two fingers in and just, like...
Does he get a damage bonus versus moths?
Oh, yeah. We're going with the swarm of bats thing, eh?
Yeah.
I mean, I am.
Okay.
Loreboy's canon, Bloodhound is a swarm of bats.
Okay. Nice. Yeah, originally, passive...
There's your art.
It's like...
The suit just toppling over and a thousand bats flying out.
You just, like, piss him off one day and his, like, head falls off. Like, bats just, like, come screeching out.
One other character's being horrified by it.
A bunch of bats that tame a raven. That's interesting, too.
Okay,
Yeah, well, if the tier list of animals go, mammal on top.
Yeah.
Because of us. They get the human bonus.
Mm-hmm.
And bats are
bats
bugs.
Are mammals.
What? But bugs.
Yeah.
I think.
Then bird.
I think bats are bugs.
Then bird.
They fly.
Got a lot of common with a bug, yeah.
Yeah.
They fly, they have, like, small hairs, but they're not, like, furry like a dog or a cat.
We'll Google this after. We'll find out if bats...
And they all have to listen to the queen bat.
Yeah.
And they all eat honey.
They make honey.
Yeah.
And make and eat it. Yeah.
That's why my dad has that hobby bat hive.
He's got a box full of bats in his backyard.
Stardew Valley, that's a legitimate thing. You can either choose to have bats or mushrooms in your cave on your farm. And you farm from your bats. So
Do you get bat honey?
No, you get berries. They drop off berries there.
That's a good way to get Ebola. Fun real fact.
Rabies, too.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very dangerous.
Yeah.
Bats are super vectors for rabies. Yeah, now, I should say, as we're not joke thieves, that is a Bill Watterson. That's a Calvin and Hobbes.
What is?
Bats are bugs. He does a whole book report on it.
Oh! I didn't know that. Yeah. I thought that was just funny.
It's I mean, it is. It's also funny, Peter.
Okay, well, I don't
know. Credit our own thing.
Yeah, everyone here, please use APA formatting for citing your jokes when you dump them.
Okay. Watterson 91.
Yeah, okay. So, like I was saying, you can kind of see a trail of where people have been with their footsteps and stuff like that. It wasn't always that way in beta testing of the game. The whole office, by the way, plays this from between 4 p.m. and 5 p.m. at the end of every day, so they stay in tune with how the game feels.
That is such a good fucking idea.
Yeah, and so they originally could only see where gunshots were or if someone was healing or something like that, which found out that if you knew, if you heard a gunshot, you would know where it was before seeing
it's not really
it.
Tipping. Yeah.
Mm. Exactly. So they added the footsteps mechanic to feel more like a breadcrumb trail that you're following to get to your
To be more like a bloodhound.
Yeah.
So you're saying in the Apex universe, sound travels faster than light because you hear it before you see it.
No.
I gotcha. For bats, it does.
Interesting concept for sci-fi.
That's why bats use echolocation.
Yes.
Because sound travels faster for bats than light does.
And bats live underwater.
Bats do live underwater. And we know where sound travels faster.
Exactly.
Through denser mediums.
We did it.
Yep. Yeah.
Underwater bugs. That's bats.
Yes.
Bats are lobsters.
Yes. Jordan Peterson wrote a book about it.
Yeah.
You can trust everything that guy says.
Oh, yeah. Very smart. Very smart. He's a doctor.
He's a professor. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that's Bloodhound. Great tracker. Their ultimate is that it's called Thrill of the Hunt.
Okay.
And, they can see through all smoke. They can see through all, gas, which
can
are
they
some
see through my clothes.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Because it sees your heat form. So it's actually really cool. If you're sniping from a distance, you can see all these red figures moving around, or if you're in like this clusterfuck where people have dropped down smoke grenades,
it's like a rave,
you can't see anything. All of a sudden, you have the advantage. You can see through everything; they can't see anything. So there's good pairings if you choose Bloodhound with, let's say, Bangalore, who has a smoke ability.
Yeah,
you can have Bangalore smoke out the whole area, keep that team in the dark. Then you have your
kind of like a combo piece.
Yeah,
you can see through the lies your parents told you when they said the divorce wasn't your fault.
Yeah, you hit her alt, and then all of a sudden, or their alt rather, and it just Texas pops up. Santa's not real. You're like, ah,
curses.
Yeah.
Doesn't mention the Tooth Fairy, and you get really suspicious.
Yeah, I didn't see that one coming.
Next up, we have Caustic.
Okay,
Caustic. He is like one of the bigger character models. He has like the second biggest hitbox next to Gibraltar, I believe.
He's a thicker boy.
Yeah, he's a big boy. He has a suit with like gas tanks on the back.
Okay.
He's wearing a gas mask.
Oh, he's like singed, eh? From League of Legends. Sorry.
Singed from League of Legends. Very much. Very similar. Long slick back hair. Kind of talks like really like low voice and very.
I'm Batman.
I never feel more alive than when approaching death. Like that's like, when he drops. That's what he says.
Sweet.
Super emo. Like.
Well, a bit of a caustic personality.
Yeah.
Gotcha, hey. Gotcha. Constantly edging.
He was not always caustic. He was once known as a scientist named Alexander Knox.
Oh, he was once known as Dr. Jekyll.
Oh, yeah.
I gotcha.
Not far off. Not far off, actually. Yeah. His main body of work was to create pesticides for the Frontier's growing colonies.
Okay.
So you remember from Titanfall 2 episode that the Frontier is the edge of basically the known universe for those people.
Yeah.
And they're expanding out because there's more resources.
It was like a known universe. And then at like a super, super, super distant fringe, they found a huge cluster of very mineable planets.
Yeah.
And like evil Interstellar Mining Corporation or whatever, like UMC or whatever it is.
IMC.
The faceless corporation in the games decided to go out there and create mining operations, and then they did it for so long that people set up homes there. Like the workers basically built families, like in the city of Montreal, Verdun was built for the railway workers.
Yeah,
look how Verdun turned out.
Exactly.
Yeah, but then
it's a constant battle royale.
Yeah, yeah. The IMC eventually pulls back and leaves the Frontier to be, and then comes back later, kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when they're still rich, and then it's like, why did we do this?
Check out that other episode though. There's a whole arc to it. But all you need to know is that he is in charge of making sure these alien bugs don't eat all the crops so they can continue to keep
expanding. Seen Starship Troopers.
Okay. Is that it?
Only good bug is a dead bug.
Ah.
He was doing his part.
What about Bloodhound?
What? Yeah.
Oh, that's yeah. True. Well, on the opposite team.
Yeah, they fight each other, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So Kossack does bonus damage against Bloodhound, I assume. Full of bats who are bugs that live underwater.
Yeah. No. Honestly, if anything, I think right now Bloodhound needs a buff. Their sonar thing is like way too small, and their abilities just like aren't that great compared to some other people.
It really does, like when you were describing it, it really does sound like something you have to coordinate with your team.
Yeah. And I think with a little buff, that Bloodhound will be like one of the strongest characters.
Is there, sorry to keep tangenting here.
Yeah.
I'm really getting you off the rails. Is there like a competitive like esports scene for Apex?
They haven't set that up yet, but there's people who play it very well. There's no ranked or anything like that. Mm. I'm sure it's in the works.
Definitely.
This game blew up faster than they were ready for it, so...
The stadium's not even built yet.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah.
It's been like...
They build new stadiums for esports. That's
definitely a
thing.
Yeah. Well, Fortnite threw $100 million into prize pools, but they did that about 6 months after blowing up.
Yeah.
So maybe give it a few months. It's not as big as Fortnite. It won't be, but it's... big enough.
Yeah.
It'll be I don't think another battle royale will ever be as big as Fortnite in its heyday. Again,
Fortnite still,
this is dumb me speaking who doesn't play battle royale.
Fortnite still doubles, triples the viewers on Twitch that over Apex, like now. And it's not even at its peak, I don't think. But anyways, Alexander Knox, he's pesticide boy. He's making sure all this stuff is keeping the crops growing, and he was creating stronger and stronger gases. Now we need to make sure they worked. He needed to test it on the living. Bum, bum, bum.
Not bugs. Who
not
are
bugs. Well, no, they're dead now. Because the only good bug's a dead bug.
He killed all the bugs in the frontier.
Yeah.
Except for the bats who hid in Bloodhound's armor.
Yes.
Those are the last living bugs in the frontier. So he needed to keep... And he still wanted to feel useful, so he decided to start testing his chemicals on it.
No, yeah, he wanted bigger things. And he started in Science in Secret, and he did gruesome experiments that were... The head of the lab at one point found out he's doing these, and they were like... Hey, you shouldn't fucking do that.
I'm not going to fire you, but stop on the wrist.
This is morally reprehensible, but...
Yeah. Shortly after...
We have a bottom line here.
Yeah.
Shortly after, Knox and his supervisor were left alone in the lab, and there was a mysterious explosion.
Oh, no!
Both of them were...
Really unfortunate.
Gone for good.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate and unlucky, honestly.
Yeah. Really unfortunate, yeah.
Around the same time, a new contender showed up at the Apex Games called Kostic.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know that they're the same person, though.
Well, we don't.
No,
it's weird
that
you would tell this completely unrelated story about this, firing.
Alexander Knox sounds like a lovely guy. It's tragic death, honestly.
Yeah.
Him and his...
Oh, did I mention Caustic's gas is called Knox gas?
No, you didn't. You didn't mention that. It's a
did
weird
he know
coincidence.
Him?
Yeah.
Did he name it after him in his honor?
In his honor, perhaps.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. It was a rescue worker cleaning up the rubble, and he like found this canister of gas.
Yeah.
He was like...
Yeah.
I'll honor you, though.
Yeah.
Oh, also, his prime interest is the science and the effects on the gas of the other contenders in the Apex games.
That sounds a lot like this guy, Alexander Knox.
Weirdly specific, a very small test group.
Very
diverse.
One of the things he always says when you throw down a gas truck, placing an independent variable. You hear that so fucking much.
Why is he tested on a robot?
Traditionally, X.
I tested on everyone, not just a robot.
Also a robot, though.
Yeah.
Why test it on so many bats?
Why does it hurt the robot? So there's the robot Pathfinder,
mm-hmm.
who has a grappling hook.
Yep.
Why would it be affected by gas?
That's a great question, and I would probably just say... That it has to because it's a battle royale game.
Okay, fair.
Because actually there is a voice line from Pathfinder that implies that he doesn't need to breathe.
Okay.
Whenever you're dropping from the ship, he says like...
If I needed air, I would hold my breath right now or something like that.
He says that one time. Yeah. Another time he says, for those who do not have a breathing apparatus... Or for those who have a breathing apparatus, meaning their lungs, I guess, please hold your breath.
Mm.
So he has more than one thing that says he doesn't breathe.
I would love for them to add in a voice line at some point where he was just like, why was I programmed to inhale poison?
Yeah,
they put in like a failsafe to make it fair.
Honestly, his hitbox is so wonky, Pathfinder's, that maybe not taking gas damage would be a fair trade-off.
Yeah.
Or not even fair. It would still suck, but... Kostic, that's Kostic. He's there. He's originally, they wanted him to be a good guy, when they were writing him as a character.
But they just couldn't figure out how to make a good guy who poisons people with toxic gas. Yeah.
How do we make a guy who uses chemical weaponry a good guy?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you think of mustard gas like the most inhumane way to fucking kill someone.
It's banned from war. They don't allow it in war.
Respawn couldn't decide on... Well, like, eventually they're like, okay, obviously, we'll just make him a bad guy, and it made way more sense.
Wow, lazy writers much?
Yeah. If there's a Wired interview...
Like, there's, like, a guy up at, like, a whiteboard. It just says, caustic, toxic gas, good guy.
Yeah.
Everybody's, like, sweaty because I haven't been home in days. Yeah. One guy just walks up to the board and just, like... Writes bad.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or no, write not in front of good.
Yeah. Yep. There's something else they couldn't decide on is his head. So eventually, originally he had like
the
a
shape.
What it looked like.
Okay.
Yeah, when they're designing it.
I empathize with that. That's art problems.
Yeah. So there's originally they had like a Pyromancer from TF2 look. Which I don't know that well, if you can explain what that is.
Well, the pyro from TF2...
also gender neutral.
Well, as far as we know, yes. We know that the TF...
Noxus.
Class, as far as...
just gender neutral characters.
Bloodhound goes, we know for a fact that the pyro from Team Fortress 1 is an older lady.
I just want to know what the head looks like.
It's just a gas mask.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a full gas mask.
Yeah.
All the way from
which is
to
why
back.
You can't hear the pyro's voice. It's just like...
He mumbles.
The pyro.
Yeah. The pyro. Okay. Yeah, so then...
Our best lead is the voice actor's a man who does the grunts.
Okay. Yeah. Then the next part is they didn't...
Bart Simpson, voiced by a lady. Sorry.
Yeah, no, voiced by a lady. Yeah. There's more of those two, actually. Bloodhound is voiced by a lady.
Yeah.
Although the voice kind of sounds like a man, but is gender neutral in the end. There's another one that I was shocked by.
Knox, voiced by a lady.
No, Knox is very much
Morgan
by...
Freeman, voiced by a lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. James Earl Jones, voiced by a lady.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That guy from Motley Crue, dude, looks like a lady.
Dude does look like a lady.
That's Aerosmith.
That's Aerosmith's song written about Motley Crue's singer, though.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I went to go roast. See. I saw them both in concert together, and they played.
You guys are getting some free Aerosmith lore.
Yeah, on this exactly. Episode of the lore.
I didn't know that.
Caustic. They didn't like the TF2 look. So then the next thing they tried was like a beekeeper head.
They already have a character who's in a full mask anyway. Like, as far as like the characters in Apex are completely visually distinct. Mm-hmm. So I don't think you can have two people. In full masks.
No, so they gave him a beekeeper head. Problem was, couldn't turn his head, so it always looked like he was just staring forward.
Okay,
kind of like an old Batman thing. I don't know the reference, but they made that reference in the interview. There's a Wired interview where they go through each and every character, which I'm pulling partially from the EA website and partially from that.
Don't watch that.
I haven't seen it.
We are following our honesty of APA formatted citations.
Yes, exactly.
But don't watch that. Just listen to it.
Yeah.
Just if you're confused by the end, listen to it again. Maybe it'll get clearer.
Yeah.
Maybe I the tangent less. Who knows?
Well, I'm combining all known information about Apex right now. So this is the one-stop shop. You get everything you need.
You get everything you need.
Yeah.
But it's also succinct and very quick.
So after the neck thing, they couldn't move the neck with the beekeeper. They just took that off, gave him like a simple gas mask just over his mouth, and with slick backed hair, and like he just looks like kind of
he
like
has lab goggles on too, right?
I can't remember. Yeah, I think he does actually. Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
Doesn't have kind of greasy glasses, does he?
Yeah, and he looks like real greasy. Like, all the bugs he killed, he crushed and smeared through his hair. Like, he looks like a greasy boy.
That's why he had that... If they had the beekeeper thing, that would make a lot more sense with Bloodhound being a hobby bat hive.
Yeah, that's why they tried for the bug thing. But anyways, that's Caustic. So far we have Bloodhound, gender-neutral, best tracker around.
Walking Batcave.
Caustic, I didn't give you the abilities. Caustic's active is throws down a trap.
Good.
And up to 8 traps, I believe, can be down at once.
You can shoot them, right?
You can shoot the top of them to disable them.
Cool.
Since the last time we tried to record this, they buffed it a lot because Caustic has a really big hitbox, so gets hit really easily. Now, the damage used to be like 1 damage per second. Now it's up to like 4 damage per second.
Holy shit, that's 4 times as much damage.
Yeah. They put it way up. And the ultimate ability is he throws like basically a grenade that just makes this big puff of gas, and his passive, he can see through his own gas.
So I saw a great picture where he was just holding one, and it just says canned farts.
Yeah. Yep, and that's pretty much Cossack. He's Gas Boy. That's his whole thing. Would work well with Bloodhound because Bloodhound alt, they could both see through the gas, creating like a damaging sphere that hurts everybody and blinds everybody when they can see through it.
He's territory control character.
Yep. Yeah, he's really good in bunker. If anyone out there who plays, dropping bunker with Cossack and just kind of hanging out there, not a great way to get loot, but a good way to control. Bangalore, up next. Strong, powerful black woman. She's really awesome. Super powerful character. She was born into a military family. Her parents and all four of her older brothers serve the IMC Armed Forces. Yep.
They're bad guys.
So for she's doesn't see herself as a bad guy. She's just like wants to do well kind of thing, yeah. Was that?
I said, do they do any of them? Do any bad guys think they're the bad guys?
No, that's it. And like she served. She was an exceptional soldier, always at the top of her class.
She could beat the shit out of so many peasants, man. You've never seen somebody beat up so many frontier peasants.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. She can take apart a peacekeeper, equip it with a precision choke, hop up, put it back together in 20 seconds. Blindfolded. That's on her wiki page or whatever.
Okay, that's directly quoted from Titanfall Apex.
EA's website. His website. Yeah. Also, if you guys ever played with one on your team and you ping something, she always goes into like unnecessary detail of what that is. Like, shield there, you're going to need one if you don't have one already or something like that. Or like, there's a Mozambique here, first made by Fred Mozambique in 1921. Like, she just goes way off the
rails. She's an army nerd.
Yeah, she says way too much. And her voice line's honestly kind of annoying after playing for a while. But
I like that. I mean, so far they all have distinct personalities.
Yeah.
Which takes a lot of fucking work.
Yeah, yeah. It does. Right? 3 years before...
You have 12 distinct people? Come on. Have you ever met 12 distinct 12. People before?
There's not even 12. There's like 9.
Have you ever met 9 distinct people before? No.
I don't think so.
I see 5 people in my week.
Yeah.
Two of which are you.
One of which is me.
Yeah.
Yep. And 3 years before Apex Legends takes place, Bangalore and her brother were shipped out to the frontier to fight the militia.
Mm-hmm.
The squad ended up squattered. squattered!
He squattered our squad. Send reinforcements. We're squattered.
Oh, boy.
Long week, hey, boys?
Yeah, long week.
Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, that's good. You leave that in. Oh, I killed
him. Yep, so they're squattered, and her brother fucking died. Isn't that funny?
I guess you could say he got squattered.
Your brother squattered himself.
Yeah, that's it.
The rest of the squad could not be squattered.
Like, yeah.
Two army guys show up at the door, like, knock on the door, like, yes, I'm sorry.
Mr. and Mrs. Bangalore.
Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Bangalore, your daughter... Or your son was squattered.
They had the folded IMC flag.
So Bangalore managed to escape. Her brother kind of like held the line, shooting until he fell, she could escape. Now her whole goal is to use her soldiering skills in the Apex games to make enough money to get back home to her remaining family.
Okay. She's got to squatter other people for money.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. She's described as the meat and potatoes soldier class. Exactly.
She's Call of Duty, man.
Smoke grenades. Yeah. Her ultimate is called Rolling Thunder, and it is kind of like a barrage of missiles that kind of... it comes down from the sky. You throw basically a smoke to signal them, and it advances forward. So you kind of are encouraged to move up with her alt.
That was a tactic in World War I.
Yeah, and her whole purpose actually was to close the gap because there was a lot of really open spaces in Apex, and that was a problem the designers had a hard time doing, is trying to get from one squad to another squad to be able to close the distance so you can squatter them.
Yeah.
And so she has smoke and rolling thunder, which both kind of lend to moving forward.
Okay.
Yeah. And her passive is if she's being shot at, she runs faster.
So her ability is kind of like Pathfinder, where his ultimate, he gets like a very long range zip line. And you can kind of like zip across great distances, move forward.
But she has long range legs when she's being shot at.
Yeah, she runs faster when she's being shot at.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, and also, interestingly enough, we mentioned last episode, but Bangalore, we didn't know what Bangalore was, so we Googled it in our first try, and on the air, laughed really hard because it meant town of boiled beans. It's a town in India. And, yeah, and we found out that there was a missile named after that town called Bangalore Missile.
Okay.
And the where she got
boiled
her
beans,
name.
Baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Boiled
yeah.
beans missile.
Oh, God, what a mess.
It's psychological warfare. Also, fun fact, banned by the Geneva Convention.
Oh, yeah?
No chemical warfare? No bean warfare.
No bean warfare, yeah.
Keep the beans out of here.
Yeah, that's it. Still have to caustic, am I right?
Yeah. North Korea tests more beans.
Yeah.
All right, next up, and be very careful to pronounce this name right, one of my personal favorites where I have most wins on is Wraith.
Ah, Wraith.
Yes.
Why do I have to be so careful to pronounce it right?
Because though in Titanfall, you guys thought I said a different word in the episode.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Go back and listen to it. Tweet at us what inappropriate thing we thought Jamie said, because I don't remember.
You don't remember?
I mean, I could guess based on Wraith. But...
The problem with the Apex Legends is all the Wraith culture.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
But Wraith, quick fighter. She's like this little spicy girl that is like really small hitbox, which is awesome. She's probably one of the best characters because of that. The small hitbox is just so invaluable.
Yeah.
You don't have to be that good if you just don't get shot.
And
pretty valuable being a Spice Girl as well.
Yeah, she's so spicy.
Yeah.
Posh Spice, Race Spice, Scary Spice, the rest of them.
Well, I don't know if I'd call her Race Spice. Maybe like Time Spice or Space Spice. Space Spice.
Space Spice?
I was going to say, I like Time Spice.
Or Time and Spice.
Yeah, it's Time.
Spice and Time.
Well, Time is a spice.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
So if not being spicy and having the smallest hitbox in the game, if that's not powerful enough, she can open rifts in space-time and phase shift into the void to get out of sticky situations or to set up flanks. So that's her active. You just press a button. It leaves a blue trail, but you become invincible to fire and much harder to see.
Okay.
So you can set up flanks. Someone's shooting at you. You can move away. Also, her passive is someone's aiming at you no matter from how far. It says someone's aiming at me on your screen.
Oh, yeah.
And then you can press something on your screen to warn the rest of your teammates, too. Someone's aiming at us.
Okay.
So that's really powerful.
Is that like part of the ping system?
No. Well, I don't know. It seems semantics to kind of compare that, but not everybody has that. Only she has that, and it's on the D-pad.
How's the ping system in Apex Legends?
Very good. Very good. It's probably one of the best. Yeah, you can ping.
It changed the ping game.
You can ping for items. You can ping for enemies. You can ping that enemies have passed through here. You can ping that I am looking at this spot and I'm defending this spot. I'm going to go loot this spot.
You can ping the Mozambique.
Yeah, it's all like.
There's a great ping in League of Legends. Not to bring it back to League of Legends.
Again, yeah.
But there's a great ping in League of Legends where you're supposed to be able to ping when somebody's like missing, like somebody from your lane has gone missing, and it just pings like a little question mark. And people exclusively use it when you do something dumb and get yourself killed or something. Everybody will just spam ping.
Yeah, so these ones are it's quite good. Yeah. So the story of Wraith is years ago she woke up in an IMC detention facility for the mentally ill with no memory of her past life.
Shoplifting, probably.
Yep. And she... Totally, dude.
Yeah.
Woke up in the drunk tank again. Interdimensional powers. Have no idea how I got here.
We didn't really cover, like, Law and Order in the Frontier when I did the Titanfall episode.
Yeah.
But the punishment for shoplifting is having your memories wiped and being sent to an insane asylum. So
it kind of gets even spicier for her. She starts hearing a voice in her head that would keep her awake for days. And she doesn't have these powers yet. She just wakes up. She has a voice. And it's like pulsing through her head. As soon as she starts to fall asleep, go, it's Britney, bitch! Or something like that.
And the Spice Girls hate Britney.
So yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Haunted by the ghost of Britney Spears. Yep. She used to be a backup dancer for her.
Yep. And,
Boy, this sucks. I don't even have superpowers. I'm going crazy, but I didn't even get superpowers yet. What the hell?
Eventually, she learns to like trust the voice. And as she learns to trust it, it stops being so... obtrusive, and it starts to let her have powers. Basically, she can
burp all over the place.
Oh gosh. Yeah. She began so once she trusted it, she could use the newfound power to avoid manipulation to get out of this facility. So whoever tested on her, like, they gave the rats cocaine, but the rats all of a sudden now are strong enough to break out of their cage. Kind of
oh,
thing.
Shit. Yeah. Okay.
That's why you never give a rat cocaine.
Yeah. What if that was the point of the experiment where Caustic was sitting up there? He's just like,
yeah.
One day when she's strong enough, she'll be able to break herself out.
Might be, because like we have no
then
backup.
I can test gas on her again.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Yeah, that's, I feel bad testing gas on like a mentally deranged person. I'll let her figure herself out before I do it again. Yeah.
on the rats and cocaine thing, they did a test like this where if you if you got a rat to press a button and it'll get cocaine.
Nice.
They found that the rats stopped eating, lost all interest in everything else, and would literally press the button until they died. Yep. So luckily she got out of this one.
So I think the moral of the story is if you're at home thinking about doing drugs,
don't do them.
No, I do them. I mean, they're good enough to die for. Literally good enough to die for. I mean,
I was going to say don't do them with rats because they're just going to they're just going to bogart your whole brand.
Yeah, yeah, they won't share. No,
here, dude,
selfish.
You want this fucking cheese? Like, nah, man, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Get the fucking cheese out of here, man. Yeah. Fucking cocaine.
You can't go to the washroom because he's just going to do it all while you're in there.
Now, time travel is... Go back and listen to our last episode. It is an established thing in Titanfall universe.
She is the only one to do it without the use of a mech, though. If she's doing this with her, like, biologically. Which is...
Because the main character doesn't do it with a mech, but he has, like, a little...
The time gauntlet.
Gauntlet.
Power glove. She's the first to do it. Like, somehow they tricked her head computer to do it.
And the phase shift ability in Titanfall 2 turns her character into a robot. As well, so it's not
like Pathfinder, the robot from Apex Legends.
You're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Wraith, her main thing now is she wants to know who she is because she wakes up, has all these powers, doesn't know what her past life was.
Can she not go back in time?
No. Well, that would be an easy out, wouldn't it? But yeah, there's so many stories that would just be fine like that. But maybe, sure. But
is it time for Avengers spoilers yet?
No. Maybe it's just.
Is it time?
For yeah.
Hey.
What do we want? Time travel. When do we want it? It's irrelevant.
Yeah.
That was a joke from a guy holding up a sign that I saw in a meme once.
I see.
Just APA.
Nice, please. Yeah, 2017. Yeah,
this episode.
Yeah, so she maybe the time travel works that she can only go back to what she remembers or something like that, which kind of like how do you go back to before what you know? That kind of makes sense a little bit.
Yeah, all right.
That's a theory on my side, though.
What if she had Ashton Kutcher's diary from The Butterfly Effect?
No, dude, I actually watched that whole movie. One of the few I've watched.
We've talked about this on the air before. Yeah. Where you and I saw it in theaters together and the reel broke.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Screen.
Interesting.
Yeah. So Wraith, though, she wants to know who she is. Funny enough, most of the old research facilities are underneath the island for the Apex games. So she's playing just for a chance to get into one of these.
I wonder if the games is all a big experiment.
We can only find out, right?
Oh.
Tune in 4 years when Apex Legends is still going strong.
Yeah. She was one of the hardest characters to tie all of her abilities into a cohesive character to like make the story behind.
Okay.
The story was like rewritten a few times. The character was kind of trashed more than once because she can teleport. She can She makes a portal that that stays up for a minute that you can go back and forth through.
Teleportal.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can bait your enemies to go through and you can all be waiting on the other side just pointing at it. She can hear voices, which makes her know when people are aiming at her.
Okay.
And she can do that phase shift where she becomes invulnerable for like 4 seconds.
Okay, cool.
So
sounds like a divination wizard to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I wasn't in the Apex or the Titanfall universe yet, but yeah.
Yeah, the wizard planet.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. So that's Wraith. She's... The sweaty tryhards use her. Smallest hitbox. I play very well with her because she has a smaller hitbox.
Yeah. Has nothing to do with the sweat.
Yeah. No, dude. Like, I played one game with her yesterday. I got 3 kills, and then I played with Gibraltar for, like, 10 games before I got a kill.
Jesus, yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of which, next up is big old Jibby. Gibraltar. Biggest boy in the game. He is the thick boy, the son of two.
Zeus. Wait, aw, dang.
He's the son of 2 search and rescue volunteers.
Okay.
So his father and mother, both really good people, saving people kind of thing.
Spain and Morocco.
Yep.
Yep. Now it's a British colony or something.
Yeah, Gibraltar learned the value of helping others after he got him and his boyfriend. They stole the father's motorcycle, and they got it caught in a landslide. I actually mentioned this on...
Yeah. I was like, this sounds very familiar.
Yeah, I mentioned it with Peter twice and with you once now, yeah. So Gibraltar has already lost many... So his father basically saves him and his boyfriend, but his father loses an arm in the process.
Okay.
Gibraltar swears to protect everyone around him and not be reckless kind of thing.
Yeah.
So he goes into the Apex games because he lost a lot of friends in the games. Not to... Like, winning would be good because it means nobody... Like, it's weird because he doesn't
involves killing other people's
friends.
He kills
a lot. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Not my friends.
He teams up. Yeah, I guess he teams up and he keeps his friends safe because the Apex games are always going to happen. So I guess he's going to... Yeah.
He probably wouldn't feel bad about killing Pathfinder, who, as you know, is a robot and not a person.
Correct.
Yeah. Apex Legends universe. Yeah.
I love how you just keep coming back to the one character.
I said it before
you know?
We started. I was going to relate every character to Pathfinder because you're the only one I know.
Pathfinder,
I'm 4-4 so far.
Pathfinder has a really cool background, actually, and we will get to him. Gibraltar
manufactured in a factory.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Yeah, so he's his whole thing is he's active is he can throw down a dome shield, which is a dome shield. You can't shoot out of it as well.
Like the one
as...
that holds all the water on our flat Earth.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
good.
You thank you, Gibraltar, for that.
Yeah, one of his voice lines is about flat Earth, and it's really weird.
Yeah. That's it. So you can't shoot out. People can't shoot in. So it
kind of... you can shoot out now.
No, people can't shoot out. You can't shoot either way. The domes, no bullets going through, no ways.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Yeah. And so he's really good. Like, let's say if you're really far off, you can, like, maybe have a sniper, and people can shoot at you. They can't get you at all. You can kind of, like, peek your head out for a second, snipe, and then go back
into
cover.
Okay, yeah. Like the shields in Halo 3.
Sure.
That's
yeah.
the bubble shields.
Oh,
that was the
yes.
thing. You would just like, you'd yeah. have one, you'd have a shotgun. If somebody tried to get in,
yeah.
you'd
yeah.
just poke at
or you just get into a fist fight.
Blast!
Yeah. yeah.
And if, how to win friends and influence people has taught me anything, everything is like Halo 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is true. That
yeah.
is true.
They dome do, shield.
He does say that in that book. The guy
yeah.
who wrote it.
Mm-hmm. I mean. Yep. Yeah.
Well, there's all those awkward silences in the dome shield you need to get through.
Yeah.
And Gibraltar, he's the first character that was ever created.
Yeah, I think that's why we spoke about him last time, because he was like, they had just given him a backstory or something.
He's kind of the face of the game. He's on the cover.
I had just read the backstory. I hadn't read the backstory for all of them, but I enjoyed Gibraltar when I first started. His passive is he has a gun shield. If he's aiming down sights, there's a small shield that covers the top half of his body.
Yeah. Okay.
And his ultimate is a lot like Bangalore's in that it's a rocket barrage, but instead it all comes down at once and blows up at once instead of this... forward advancing thing. And
okay,
Bangalore's
cool.
has like a stun that slows people down, but very low damage. His is high damage and all at once.
Okay.
So you can drop your dome shield, throw that down, and you force your enemies either to back off or come into your shield.
Okay.
And either way, you're happy.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the shield's where the party's at.
Exactly.
Shield is where the party's at. That's what they say.
So that's him. Next up is Lifeline. And if we weren't three white boys, maybe we could do a fun accent for her, but I won't try. I won't try.
I don't know where I
What about
is.
My cat?
It's like Caribbean. I can't do a good one, so
Caribbean
I'm not going to try.
Girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
As I've mentioned, I only know about the character Pathfinder, who has no life, like a lifeline.
Yeah.
And no accent.
Has no line to a life.
Lifeline is the, like, pretty much the main support character. If you think support in this game, you're thinking Lifeline. She's not
the Soraka, not to bring it back to League of Legends.
Yep. Well, you did, though.
She's like Pathfinder. Yeah. If Pathfinder could heal people.
Yeah. If Pathfinder, who is a robot from the Apex Legends Titanfall universe, could heal people and had mostly supporting things. So he has what's called a grappling hook and a zip line, which can be used in many supporting fashions, but if he was mainly supporting.
That's like a long range IV.
So Lifeline. Lifeline to paint a picture. Semi-short black woman from the Caribbean. She has, like, latex gloves on. She kind of looks like a medic.
It's gross, actually. Her gloves. She wears her gloves everywhere.
Well, does she have, like, a box of gloves at her side that, like, anytime she touches something, does she change the gloves?
She has a box there. I've never seen her change the gloves.
Mm. Okay.
But I think that's part of the magic.
Kind of defeats the purpose, though, if you're not...
Yeah.
If you're not regularly changing those gloves.
I've been wearing this pair of sanitary gloves for, what... 6.5 hours
whilst
having a gunfight outside.
Yeah, that's it.
Let me root
was,
around in that bullet wound.
Yeah, that's it. I was triaging some patients just a moment ago.
Every single one of them had busted knees because you can slide straight down a staircase in Apex. Just raw knees the whole way through.
You guys ever make a mattress slide on your staircase when you're a kid?
In Apex, you can run upstairs and slide up a few of them.
Fuck yeah.
Imagine that, just running, dropping to your knees, going upstairs.
I mean, you wouldn't go up.
No, that you do an Apex.
You'd hit the one, and then that would be it.
Yeah. There's also no fall damage, so technically you could fall a kilometer into sliding downstairs on your knees.
Well, I can't do that. Sliding upstairs, forget about it. Falling a kilometer onto stairs and sliding down, no problems.
Not even that far.
Nope.
In the grand scheme of things, think how big the universe is.
Yeah.
Massive.
Lifeline is not someone you would typically expect to be in these games. She is born into a family of wealthy war profiteers.
Okay.
Yeah, so she is like...
Oh, yes.
I would kind of expect her to be in these games.
Yep.
Not as a medic.
She left home once she learned about all the damage her family had caused, and she enlisted in the Frontier Corps. That was a humanitarian organization that aids frontier communities in need. Okay. And she devoted her life to helping others.
She got the blue helmet and the UNICEF pennies.
Yeah, yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
She gets a little box on a string that she gets to wear around her neck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So she's handling change and she doesn't even change her latex gloves. I mean,
nope.
Come on, yeah.
Nope.
This thing is filthy.
Can't believe she's not squattered already or whatever I said the last time.
Squattered.
Squattered.
So how does someone who wants to help kill so much? Because that's her whole thing, is like she wants to be in the games, but she wants to help. But why be in the games? Why not just go help other people?
She's only on a team with Gibraltar. Only ever on a team with Gibraltar.
Yeah.
And the two of them just lose because they just die right away. They refuse to kill anybody.
She has a quote that explains why she does it.
Okay.
So it's, since no one in the games is innocent, they all know what they signed up for, and every one of their victories means help for those in need. Or one of her victories, Lifeline's victories. Lifeline has no problems engaging in the popular blood sport because she's hurting people who signed up for it in order to make money. I strayed from the quote, but to help other people. Deep down, she wants to help people and make the world a better place. If it means taking a few people down in the process, so be it. And she has a cute healing drone.
The greater good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched that last night.
Oh, really?
Weird.
The greater good?
Hot Fuzz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of the best
fucking
movies.
Someone was telling me it was like a perfect movie, and I was
it's
like,
it's very, very good.
Close.
Yeah, it's like every single joke is like set up and then followed up later, and...
They really are.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Like, the writing in that movie is absolutely fantastic.
Okay, yeah.
Beautiful movie.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Love All
it.
Right.
I watched it last night.
Still got three legends to go, so we'll get to the Hot Fuzz episode next week, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of them being Pathfinder, the robot legend for the Apex Legends.
Well, we're still on Lifeline. But she has a cute healing drum that's kind of like her friend, and she plays like a steel drum on it, too. It's
just
like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. And
can she play Under the Sea from The Little Mermaid?
For you, she can. Yeah.
That's, I mean, just because she's from the Caribbean. Come on.
It's a steel drum is how it opens.
So Respawn animates faces later in the dev process or whatever. So the people who were playing Lifeline liked her, but once her face was animated, she really came to life. Like, there's this one... Yeah. No, it's true, though.
Once they made the lines on her face move, she came to life.
There's this one killing animation where she, like, hooks up her healing drone with, like, the two ends of a circuit and just electrifies someone, and that's like a finishing move.
Okay.
When someone's down, you can finish them. Mm-hmm. And like, she gets this smirk on her face that's so fucking evil. Like, it's really good. Like, she has a lot of character.
Okay.
But she's really fun.
She's basically on every... I barely played the game. She was on every fucking trio. Like, there's like two people and a lifeline.
She's really, especially for a new player, she's a lot of fun because, one, she has a healing drone, so she can drop that anytime, heal people.
Mm.
She also, her passive is healing items go twice as fast, or not, maybe not twice as fast, but much faster.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, for example, a Phoenix kit takes 8 seconds for a normal person, and I think it's 4 or 5 for her. So
okay, it's 4. That, cool. That's twice as fast.
Yeah.
If it's 5, not quite twice as fast.
Thank you.
Just
20% slower than twice as fast.
Thanks.
You are very welcome.
Thank you, man. Yeah, so that's her. And then also her ultimate, which is not so useful in a fight, but just over time, you build up this ultimate and you can call in a supply drop, which has 3 drops. So you can get like better shields. You can get better, not usually guns, but mods are in there. And so if you get ultimate accelerants, which are these things that increase your ultimate by 20%, almost all other characters, it revives fast enough that it doesn't warrant the time sitting down and eating these things to bring it up by 25% or 20% rather.
Okay.
But you throw those at your lifeline because you can just keep bringing down packages and make sure you're super geared by the time you get into a fight.
Okay.
Yeah. She can summon a loot box directly from EA headquarters.
Yeah, exactly.
Drop it from the sky.
Exactly. Yeah, so she's awesome. I really like her. Mirage is the next character. He's one of my favorites to play. He is...
Oh, yeah. I completely forgot about him.
Yeah, he's kind of a douchebag. He is a tall, slender man, very cocky.
He's slender man?
Yes.
That is scary.
He's spooky.
Super spooky. He lives in a forest. He loves to pin up pictures of himself all around.
Yeah.
I haven't played through the whole game, but that sounds right.
I don't know if I've ever gotten all 7 sheets, but no. You need to collect 7 sheets of paper.
So he...
Exhilarating. God.
He's the youngest of 4 brothers, so he's a showboater. He needs to get the attention. Yeah.
His mom wouldn't feed him otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a tall, slender dude. He has kind of like ramen hair.
Did you say ramen hair?
Ramen hair. Looks like noodly.
Okay.
All the hair in Apex looks fucking weird, actually.
Okay.
I don't super agree, but his especially looks weird.
He's got udon noodles on his head.
Pretty much. They kind of like...
Yeah,
like some old Justin Timberlake, like frizzy noodle hair kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bleach tips. I gotcha.
He does... And his ultimate... some of his legendary
skins...
His ultimate is frosted. His ultimate is he frosted his tips.
Holy shit, yeah. He just starts doing, like, bye-bye-bye and sing or something.
It's like a stun for like everyone in the area. Yeah. Everyone just like pauses to like watch him. Like, whoa.
Yep. So he's the youngest of 4 brothers, and he needed to learn how to stand out from an early age. He joked a lot, but he took Holopilot technology very seriously from Titanfall 2. You know this stuff. Holopilot is basically like being able to make holographic duplicates of yourself to trick people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was my favorite kit because it made your soldier look really good. It's pretty much objectively worthless in Titanfall 2, but the few kills I got by bamboozling someone, I think are some of my favorite moments in that game.
Nice.
If you just like send it through a door, take one step backwards, so you're slightly behind it. Mm-hmm. Some guy chases that thing. You get to stab him in the back of the head.
So that is also his ability. His active ability is he throws out a holographic version of himself carrying whatever passive he's doing. So if he was running, it'll be running. If you're crouched, and it'll walk and crouch.
Yeah.
And it'll go out and you say something like, "Oh, bamboozled him," or he says, and he also has a stutter. He stutters on bamboozle.
Bamboozled.
But just go get him.
He's like, "Oh, he's Porky Pig."
Yeah, he does that pretty much. His mom, holographic engineer, she helped him learn a lot of the trickster art of holograms.
Okay.
And his brothers went off to war. All 4 of them went missing.
Oh.
So,
were they all holograms, maybe?
No.
He must have been happy. Now he was the center of attention, like he always wanted.
Yeah, and him and his mom stayed together. And he was working as a bartender to help make ends meet. And, just picture, like, a dude, like, chatting up a woman. And then, like, in behind, like, a holograph pouring a drink.
Seen
that?
Okay, yeah.
So that's one of his graphics.
So I guess... With his 4 brothers gone, he was really left to find his own path. Kind of like Pathfinder.
Jesus Christ.
Robot character from the Apex Legends
universe. Fucking got it.
I love that I left Pathfinder so late in the script without knowing this is going to happen.
Yeah.
Because we only have 2.
Me too. I was wondering. I was like, well, if he turns out to be 3rd, this is going to be kind of disappointing.
I think I'm going to move him later even.
And then this character I just made up.
Find Pather.
So I
have nothing for that one.
Mirage's brothers are gone, and he finds out about the Apex games working as a bartender and him being like a showboater.
Was it Kublin Blisk, like, just getting wasted in there? He's like, "Hey, you want to make some extra money?" He's just like, "Listen, I'll give you this $10 tip if you come and meet me tomorrow, and I'll tell you about how you can make some real scratch."
$10? I've never seen money like that.
Exactly.
One for me and one for my brother.
Because he's got a hologram.
$10? That's 8% of his bill. He must be rich.
Kuban Blitz being the founder of the Apex games.
Yes.
Go back and listen to our Titanfall 2 episode.
That sounds like some sort of Zerg character. Like
Kuban Blisk.
Hydralisk, Mutalisk, Kuban Blisk. Exactly.
This big caterpillar with sharp teeth showed up, told me where I could make some real money.
Yeah,
anyway, boss, I gotta go.
So while working as a bartender, he learns about this. He's like such a showboater. Wealth, glory, that's his thing. So he goes and talks to his mom. He's like, "I can't leave you childless. I really want to do this, but I'm not going to. But whatever, right, mom?" And then his mom's like, here's a better holo device. Go follow your dreams.
Yeah.
So
his mom's like, "Whatever. I've been a hologram this whole time."
So he's now the life of the Apex Games. He's like really symbolic of the Apex Games, kind of. His abilities, like I said, he can throw one copy of himself forward every 8 seconds, which is really a lot. His passive is when he gets downed, he goes invisible, and there's a hologram that's left up there.
Oh, cool.
His ultimate is he lets down 6 holograms all around him and becomes invisible and can run around.
That's also a kill streak from Titanfall 2.
Nice.
Yeah, what the fuck was it called? Holo Nova. You get enough kills, you charge up your thing, and your kill streak was multiple holograms of yourself.
Mirage, in my opinion, probably has the strongest ability.
Really?
Just because of the psychology of playing a shooter, where you don't know if you should shoot or not on when seeing a sight. So just that tenth of a second, half of a second it'll take you, is that a hologram, is that not a hologram? Because you shouldn't be shooting at holograms, it'll give away your position, you're wasting ammo, you're going to be at a disadvantage.
Okay, yeah.
Just always having to double guess, like, is that a hologram? Is that a hologram?
His passive is giving other players anxiety.
Yeah. Just by walking around, like, as long as you're walking in a straight line, no one knows if you're a hologram or not.
Yeah.
So that's really powerful.
And unlike Titanfall 2, which is deathmatch, battle royales tend to be like a lot more patient games, right? Like,
yeah, well, you respawn in Titanfall.
That's it.
Yeah.
And there is a lot more time where you're just like kind of trying, like waiting to find somebody. So I could definitely see how it would be more valuable.
Or like you hear the footsteps coming, and then someone runs into the room. You fucking shoot. You empty your clip. Then you realize, oh man, that was not a guy. And then all of a sudden you're dead. Like that quick. But anyways, so next up is Octane.
Dang.
Okay.
Octane,
like gas, which a robot like Pathfinder, the robot character from Apex Legends, might run.
Yes.
Yep.
Hammond Robotics, who we know still was going out to find fuel.
Yeah.
And they built Pathfinder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They need more dead dinosaurs. And plankton.
So Octane is the newest character. He came out with the release of Season 1. He's one of my favorite characters to play. Just to give him an idea of what he looks like, he looks very much like a psycho from Borderlands 2.
Okay.
If you ever played that. He
wears a mask and he holds 2 fingers up to his head. I gotcha.
Sort of. He has a mask.
Orange pants.
He has no legs.
Well,
he has metal legs.
I can't remember if
he's got the
real legs
prosthetic blade things like the Olympians have.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because going fast is what he's all about.
Yeah.
You were moving your arms when you said that, so I was picturing he had knives for hands.
He has prosthetic arms that make him run faster.
He's sitting, because Peter's sitting down. It's hard to show run when you sit down.
It is. Yeah. He did the hand motion of run without the feet motion of run. I got very confused.
That's it. Yeah. How do you find a path where there's only arms and not legs?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't get it, but okay.
So Octane...
I don't know what you're talking about. Are we talking about Pathfinder all of a sudden? I'm confused.
Octane is an heir to the preoccupied CEOs of Silva Pharmaceuticals, and he is completely bored of his life. He is trust fund baby, does not give a shit. So he just seeks out... death-defying stunts to entertain himself and others via holovids that he would post online.
Okay. Oh, he's a do-it-for-the-vine kind of guy.
Yeah.
He's an Instagram influencer.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. For you kids out there, Vine is a dead platform where people would threaten their own lives for 7 seconds of fame.
Yeah.
This is one thing that is really cool. Let me get through this little part. It is... So if you guys have ever played Titanfall 2 in the Gauntlet... this is like basically the Call of Duty tutorial run through and shoot all the guys in a certain amount of time.
Oh yeah.
So the Gauntlet was this. People online in the video game world, like real life, wanted to run this really fast. The fastest way you could do it is by throwing a grenade at your own feet.
Yeah.
He did this as well. That's how he lost his legs.
Right.
So this is a throwback to the Titanfall 2 community, and he is one of those speedrunners.
Okay. That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. He's trying to get through it faster and blew his own legs off.
Yeah,
because you grenade jump. I've seen people like clear the gauntlet in 17 seconds. It's insanity.
No, it's crazy. Yeah. So hours later, he woke up in a hospital. Doctors were telling him that he would lose his legs and his Daredevil days were over. Octane could not deal with this, so he turned to an old friend. Lifeline. Lifeline built his legs.
Oh. See, that seems to go against her like humanitarian nature, where he's just like, hey, I did stupid stunts and hurt myself. Can you replace my legs so I can continue?
Yeah. And she was like, it's like mid-operation on like somebody, like an old man who's like getting a heart transplant or something. Just like, yeah, okay. Just like throws a scalpel to the ground. Like, let's
briefly
go.
Rinses her gloves in cold water. Yeah.
Wipes her gloves on her pants and just
keeps going. She's like, Dr. Nick, fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so he got his bionic legs. So his abilities are he can stab himself and go real fast. He goes at 30% speed, and he can do this.
There's 130%
speed. 30% additional
speed.
That's right.
Yeah.
So there is a health that your health goes down every time you do this. So you lose, let's say, I'm not sure, maybe 15% of your health or something like that.
Okay. So you end up at 85% of your health.
Something like that, yeah.
You can run fast, but this will literally burn the blood out of your body. He's just, give it to me.
Yeah. It's probably more like 10%, actually. And so you can do it over and over again, but your passive is you slowly have health regen.
Okay.
Okay.
And it's the only character that has
he's
that.
Just constantly pounding uppers and downers.
Yeah.
To feel normal.
Well, he has a dialysis machine on his hip.
Oh. Okay.
So he's stabbing himself with a needle to go fast. Dialysis machine is evening out his blood, revitalizing him. Then he's just constantly doing
cleaning his kidneys.
Yeah. His ultimate is a bounce pad you can throw down.
Cool.
Anything could bounce off this. If you throw a Gibraltar dome, you throw a grenade.
So he no longer needs the grenades to go high and fast.
No. He's got his bounce pad. Yeah.
Because his mom invented tight rubber for him.
Yeah, exactly.
Just bounce off of
his mom invented tight rubber. They are mechanical.
Okay.
I played a game yesterday where we just went to a balloon, which is like a zip line that goes like straight up.
A zip line like the character Pathfinder has.
That's right.
Yeah, Pathfinder being the robot
except
character.
Completely vertical, which Pathfinder can't make those. me and two other guys, we got into second place because we were just going up the zip line, jumping down, bouncing off a bounce pad, going up the zip line, bouncing down, and the circle just closed.
Literally
on
impossible to hit.
Yeah, and eventually some like real tryhards just came and slaughtered us all. Yeah. But we were having so much
fun.
What
a couple of nerds ending the game. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
We were laughing there. Like, how are we in second place? We haven't shot a bullet.
Yeah.
See, my theory about Octane used to be, because, again, the Stim is the second robot character from Titanfall 2.
Yep.
I thought that injecting the Stim shit that made the robots run fast just destroyed the flesh on his legs, so he had to have them replaced.
No.
Turns out it's much dumber. He's just an idiot.
No, yeah. By him having the legs made it so he could do this stuff, I guess.
Okay, yeah. Sure.
So now his motivations to be in the Apex game is pretty obvious. He loves death-defying stunts.
Yeah.
Go to a place where everyone kills each other, right?
Yeah, what's more death-defying than dying?
Or a gunfight.
Yeah.
Yep. And last but not least is Pathfinder.
Who?
So he's
credit song.
Yeah.
If we were bold, we would actually do.
Yeah.
We're terrified.
Yeah.
You guys recorded this episode already, and it ended abruptly, and we decided to re-record it.
Yeah.
It would be bold to just do that as a conscious decision now.
Pathfinder also has one of my favorite little stories too. So I would hate to like leave him out. He was known for his optimism. So in Titanfall 2, if you might have seen the Marvin units. Yeah, and he always wants a high five, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I wasn't raising my hand to stop you. I was raising my hand for a high five.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So he always wants a high five. And he's just, these Marvin units, like, took on a life of their own within the community of Titanfall 2. Everyone likes them. They don't fight. They're just kind of there. You can kill them, but they're really positive.
In the speed run, like, save the animals, kill the animals, there's an incentive, like, do you high five them or do you just, like, run past them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I think he never gets the high five in Titanfall 2, though.
So when you drop out of the ship in Titanfall 2 multiplayer and you're playing with the Marvin unit, or the Marvin squad, whatever faction you choose just changes the person that gives you a pep talk before you start playing. And the person on the radio, he will try and high five and everybody runs past them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's a multiplayer, he never gets it.
In the storyline, there's one in either, I'm 90% sure it's Titanfall 2 that you can high five.
I wish you wouldn't have brought that up.
Sorry.
It's okay. No, it's okay.
I'm sorry.
No, because apparently from what I've heard from the developers, the first time he gets the high five is within Apex Games. They needed to resolve this, and they created the finisher mechanic around this, where he gets knocked down, like the opponent gets knocked down, and you as Pathfinder, you grapple him, because that's one of your abilities, like hookshot him, and you bring his dead lifeless hand up to yours and then he falls down and then the Pathfinder looks all happy.
That's
right?
Yeah.
So maybe
amazing.
He gets one, but in general.
I could be mistaken as well.
Okay, cool.
I am a dumb idiot who didn't do his homework. Jamie was like, hey, I need you to look up one thing for me, you drunken bastard. I need you to look up if Pathfinder has ever received a high five. Didn't do it.
No.
But I came on the show, and I said he did.
Yep. So
tweet at us.
That's,
let us know if Pathfinder.
That's what was really cool, and that's how the finishers were made. They weren't even going to put finishers in the game, but they built it around that because Marvin just needed to get his high five, which I really like. His main motivation is to find his creator. He doesn't know who made him. Classic robot story, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And
Pathfinder was a robot?
Yeah, he is a robot.
How unusual.
His L1, or his active ability, depending on what you're playing on, is he shoots a grapple that he can pull himself to.
Oh, he's got grappling hook or a zip line or something like that.
Yeah,
oh,
and he can pull characters to you.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I actually didn't know
that. You can hook them
get
and bring
here.
Them towards you. Yeah,
you can scorpion them, like Mortal Kombat 11, a game I bought today.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
And what's his passive? Oh, his passive is he can find these buildings. And there's these certain structures throughout the game that you can predict the next ring closing. So it's intel for the next round.
Oh. Right.
So you know, okay, I'm going to head to this building because two rounds from now, this is where the ring's going to close.
Yeah.
Which can be quite useful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of good intel. And then his main ability
is... As though
he's
showing
line.
You the path.
Yep.
Yeah.
His
or
main
he's
ability...
finding a path.
Yeah.
Super is he throws... zipline. So he can put the other end of a zipline like up to really far away, and you can take a zipline to close a gap or to get away or to get up to high places that you normally couldn't get to.
Yeah.
He's so mobile. You can he's so fun. Like,
you can do some crazy shit with that zipline.
Spider. I've been 1v3 by a good Pathfinder just because how much they can move around, and it's so hard to counter. Yeah.
So the big thing in Titanfall 2 was the movement in that game was so huge because everybody had this grappling hook, and it was on a 2-second cooldown.
You could shoot it twice per charge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas his is a little bit longer, but he bounces around.
Yeah, well, for balance reasons, where in Titanfall 2, because it's a Source Engine game, you could grapple faster than your hitbox and not be shot.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, where your physical body would be... Where your game code physical body would be behind the body people could see.
We talked about this on the other one because we were joking that was what faster than light travel really is. It's just moving faster than your hitbox.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's pretty much all the characters in Apex. They've hinted at releasing new ones. It's probably going to be...
electric one coming or something?
Nah, I haven't heard much about it. Season 2. Yeah. Watson was a name that's been thrown around.
That's
but
it. I just assume that
Watson, because that's a Pokemon Electrum Gym. Electric Gym is
Lieutenant
I
wasn't even going to bother saying that, because I didn't think anybody you would know. No, Watson is an Electric Gym leader.
Oh, yeah, it's true. In the Ruby one, right? Ruby and Sapphire?
Ooh, that I couldn't tell you.
Blue and red is Lieutenant Surge. So it's either silver or ruby and sapphire, because I wouldn't have played any other ones. But anyways, that's poker, man, so that's not what we're here for.
We'll do that eventually, I promise.
That's Apex, guys. I play a lot of this game. If you guys are out there, you can add me on PSN, JAYMILK64. I play pretty much every day, and I love playing with other people because it gives me XP boosts.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. So crunch at them.
Crunch at me. And if I wanted to find you guys on the internet, where do I find you guys?
Ethan, please.
My name's Ethan. You can find me at EthanTheDeadMan on Twitter. Please follow the Lore Boys on Twitter. That's at Lore Boys. We're on Instagram, at Lore Boys Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We have a website, theloreboys.com or loreboys.com.
That's right.
Or pornhubcaps.com.
Pornhubcaps.com, which we're still debating getting rid of.
Yeah, I think we should.
I think it's fucking up our SEO, but that's...
Oh, do you think so?
That's fine. Google doesn't like it when you have porn in your URL.
Ooh, well, then, we'll discuss that afterwards. Then.
Well, we should just set it up to be something else. And then also,
Pornhubcaps.
I'm sure there's a lot of kids who listen with their parents, and then once they get to minute 102, they have to... close off the podcast because we said porn.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
Once you fucking hear the word porn.
That's the worst part.
Porn, Pathfinder could play on the screen that is on his chest because he's a robot from the Apex Legends universe.
He has a grappling hook.
Imagine instead of playing the Apex games to find his owner, he went into porn.
Now,
the high five.
That's it. He used the grappling hook to give himself a hand job with the lifeless form of
Yeah.
Whoa, necrophilia is the line for Jamie, apparently.
Sorry.
Yeah, today we
robot
learned.
On human necrophilia.
No, I never said it was on human. I just said robot porn. We've been past this. Porn hubcats. We've already been there.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. That is true. Porn hubcats, where you can find Bumblebee fucking Pathfinder.
whatever.
Peter's the art guy. He's going to make it happen.
Bumblebee is a sponsor, actually, for a Battle Royale game. It's called Creative Destruction. Go look it up on Steam. It is a carbon copy of Fortnite, but worse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. It's free as well, but I don't know why you'd need a free game in Fortnite. It's already free. But anyways, Peter.
Hey, Peter.
So anyway, I upload the artwork enough about robots.
No, I thought that just about cars fucking.
That tied too well together. Cars fucking into the Battle Royale thing. I couldn't.
We had to go there. Jamie a mic. He's going to talk about fucking cars.
At Pete O'Donohue on Twitter. That's the only thing I have that has not been mentioned. I do all that artwork. I'm back, baby, except I was hungover once this week. But it's really nice to be drawing again.
I was going
to
say, do you do that artwork?
Yeah. I do, yeah.
Yeah.
So when he says he's back, baby, he means he's been back for one picture.
Yeah. Well, that's okay.
He's on a streak of one right now.
It's better than the streak of nothing.
Yeah.
It felt really good. Reception was really good on Instagram. Thank you, everybody, for your feedback continually. It's always nice that you guys actually did sit there and wait it out. Between seasons, that's always very encouraging, and we're always happy to do it.
Yeah. Not moving a muscle, just waiting it out for us. Thank you.
It was
so
really
much,
nice
everyone.
Of you guys to sit in a dark room in complete silence for 3 weeks while we got our shit together.
Please ruin your health for the lore boys.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
And you're welcome for coming back and calling it like a new season, because it was really just like an unexpected hiatus.
Yeah, school, but, floor, sick.
But we're totally planning all this stuff.
That's what TV shows do, right? It's they just finish and they just go do something else and it's new season.
Exactly.
When I finish, I do something else and it's usually sleep.
Yeah.
Now, for anyone looking to support the show...
Financially.
Where are you going with that? Yeah.
We're not asking for any money this week. We are just asking for your support petition. We're trying to get... somebody to do something, and what better way to do that than a change.org petition? We're trying to get a local resident, Peter O'Donohue, to draw a goddamn picture. So
I gotta do my business cards. So,
exactly.
Tweet at us, and Peter will draw a picture for every single tweet that we receive.
Good God, no.
That's not true. I can't promise that for him, but maybe he'll draw you a picture. Who knows?
I can promise that for him. No,
on paper, actually, yeah, all right, why?
It's Loreboy's Canon. In the Titanfall universe, you'll get a doodle. if you tweet at Peter.
A doodle for your noodle.
So yeah, that's at Loreboys. And that constitutes
a Loreboys.
Loreboys out.
Salute.
Loreboys out.
Out.
Loreboys out. No,
just like Pathfinder.
Just like Pathfinder. The robot character from Apex Legends.
Shut the fuck up.
Heard that there's like a critical heavy rain warning.
Okay.
So just in case we lose power, that's what's going on right now.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is that rain?
I think so.
It doesn't look like rain.
It sounds like rain.
I'm just going to go check super quick.
It's probably better just to power through, right?
Yeah.
He's got a note. Yeah, you understand.
That's crazy.
You understand. It's important to note these things.
Well, yeah, if you know, it's not going to change, right?
Well, it might. Now we're aware of it, so maybe it'll stop raining.
Yeah, the two-slit experiment over here.
Okay. I just want
you know that one?
Yeah.
Where it acts like particle one thing if you're looking at it, and if you're not...
Yeah.
It's
even
raining.
Even if you're...
I'll drive you guys home in that case.
It can even tell when you have a camera on it, but the camera's turned off or on.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez. Two slicks, man. All we're saying is that if you look at the ring, it's not going to change.
Yeah. No. I just
want to... I'm saying it might. I'm the second slit.
Anyway, sorry for that. I had to close my window for one, but just so you guys know. Anyway.
All right. It's a great post material anyway.
Yeah.
Sure. Right. Science. We're super smart. Let the world know that we're super smart.
Quantum weather. All right.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.